Donna, I'm just in the midst of seeing a patient today who has some bleeding concerns.
Dr. Sharada Pradavati is an obstetrician and gynecologist at Madonna OBGYN in Rochester. Dr. Pravani's practice has used the Rochester Rio Information Exchange System for 2 years now, and more than 90% of Madonna's patients have agreed to take part. Medical information, including insurance, lab results, and medication history, can be seen by any doctor anywhere in the city.
You know, we're not chasing around information or making decisions, shooting in the dark. We're making meaningful, competent, safe decisions.
She says a lot of patients have trouble remembering what medical tests or procedures they've undergone.
It makes a very happy patient when I can, you know, go back into the room and say, you don't need another poke, you don't need another stick. So you know, it definitely saves patient time, cost to the system, and saves blood also.
Dr. Pravati says too often she spent more time tracking down medical records than administering care.
A lot of time was spent on the phone, waiting for the appropriate person to come on the phone, or even worse, going through a phone tree, waiting to access, you know, the medical records department.
Rio connects more than 500,000 patients, 18 hospitals, and 170 medical providers to its electronic health records, or EHR systems. It has more than a dozen systems in its database, and Ted Creamer is its executive director.
For each hospital to actually connect to an EHR system, it's going to cost them somewhere between $20,000 and $40,000. So when you add up all those hospitals having to do that work versus them just sending it to us and then we take care of sending it out to all those practices and you do the math, it's just more efficient to have one entity doing all that interfacing work.
Creamer says Rio cuts the cost in half and says the information exchange is available to smaller physicians' offices for free because the annual $3 million operating cost is picked up by hospitals and the business community.
They're larger. They can kind of allocate those costs easier across a huge budget. It's not a huge hit for them. When you talk about a private practicing physician, every little cost adds up for them. And they can't really pass it on the way a health plan or a hospital can.
Rio was officially launched in 2006 after 2 years of selling the idea. Creamer says no matter how you spin it, healthcare is still big business.
You're bringing people that, based on the way healthcare is currently compensated, may have disincentives to actually share patient information. Oddly enough, from a patient's perspective, but it's true. You know, everyone's paid on a sort of per visit or per event basis.
There's no question in my mind that Rochester Rio is a leader. We profiled them in our very first leader report.
Kate Berry is the CEO of the National eHealth Collaborative. It's a public-private partnership that works with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to implement health information exchanges around the country. Last year, the organization featured Rio as one of the nation's top five exchanges.
There's a long history in Rochester of collaboration and innovation around healthcare. You have a leg up, you know, just because of that culture, that history.
According to Berry, Rochester now serves as a model for other exchanges across the country. Representatives from Maine and Indiana visited the city before launching their own exchanges. Lashay Agnew, WXXI News.